from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, China has announced that it will raise tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125%. The move on Friday is the latest salvo in an escalating trade war between the world's two largest economies that has rattled markets and raised fears of a global showdown. While U.S. President Donald Trump paused import taxes this week for other countries, he raised tariffs on China. The new tariffs now total 145%. China has denounced the policy as economic bullying and promised countermeasures. The new tariffs begin on Saturday. A New York City sightseeing helicopter broke apart in midair and crashed into the Hudson River, killing six people, including a family of Spanish tourists. This witness describes what he heard and saw.
I was just walking. I heard like a weird noise, and when I looked up, I just saw it falling from the sky, and then just saw a big splash in the river.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the flight began Thursday afternoon at a downtown heliport, and that the dead, including three children, have been recovered and removed from the water. Officials say the flight lasted less than 18 minutes. A plane carrying several tri-state congressional members clipped wings with another jet in Washington, D.C. on Thursday.
Two American Airlines planes were taxiing at Reagan National Airport when it happened around 12:45 p.m. The FAA says a flight bound for Charleston made contact with a JFK-bound flight with New York representatives Nick LaLota and Grace Meng and New Jersey representative Josh Gottheimer on board. New York representatives Adriano Espaillat and Richie Torres were also reportedly on board. The plane suffered minor damage and passengers were transferred to other flights. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 Five News.
A Jersey Shore-based group, Protect Our Coast NJ, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a case that challenges the regulatory process for offshore wind projects. The group is opposed to offshore wind projects in New Jersey. They are calling on the Supreme Court to use a decision it made last year to overturn the regulatory process that allowed offshore wind projects in the Northeast. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will it be like this all weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Let me start with some good news. A huge improvement to New Jersey's drought status. For the first time since October, 6 months ago, 0% of the state is in the extreme drought category. Only 50% in New Jersey to the north and south still officially in drought. It's great news. All the recent rain has been totally worth it. So let's get some more wet weather in here, shall we? Looks like steadier rain will push into southern and central New Jersey as we go through this afternoon. High temperatures today limited to the mid-40s. It feels raw and uncomfortable. Tonight, especially wet and windy, with periods of steady to heavy rain overnight. Lows fall to around 40 generally. North Jersey could see some snowflakes mixed in along north of Interstate 80, maybe even some light accumulations if it's cold enough. Showers linger all day tomorrow. Cloudy and miserably cool, stuck in the 40s. Brighter and better on Sunday, pushing into the mid-50s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Is it a time to finally be pain-free? Right now, it is 43 in Patterson, 45 in Hamilton, 46 in Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
And portions of the show are brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. The Boo Boo Bacon Bunny is back, filled with crisp bacon and handcrafted into premium chocolate. Online at dbchocolate.com, where you can visit David Bradley there in Robbinsville. And they are your Easter candy headquarters.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.